Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For your appreciation, by walking out anyway, and that's a cool shot.
You just can't stop SRV in the middle of that tune. Welcome back. It's the late, great SRV bringing us back. Little Stevie Ray, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with Ruth King, the CEO of ProfitabilityRevolution.com. She is the world's expert on helping small business owners grow their businesses profitably and keep their people happy with bonuses. But Ruth, you've been helping us to talk to us about when to get bonuses. Now we talked about how to get bonuses. Now, unfortunately, there is something called the good, the bad, and the ugly of giving bonuses. There is a dark side, too, isn't there?
Yes, there definitely
there can
is a dark
be.
Side.
I'll put it that way.
The dark side actually comes if you've been doing it for a couple of years and have had really good profitable years, and then you have a year that's not so good. That's when people start getting, you know. Unfortunately.
Because I heard one story where a guy had been given bonuses at Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was conflating it with a holiday bonus, like he should not be doing, like we
right.
know he shouldn't be doing. But they weren't going to get one this year because things are bad, right? They were going to go get like a turkey, and so she comes to the boss and says, "Hey, boss, can I go ahead and get my bonus early so I don't have to borrow money for Christmas?"
Yeah,
you know that kind of baloney happens.
Oh yeah,
if you don't have it, right, go ahead.
So that's part of it. And obviously, we're not going to do it at Christmas anymore. I mean, if you've done it at Christmas forever,
stop.
The first thing to do is say, look, guys, this is the last Christmas bonus. We're all going to do it based on profitability from now on. And here's the formula that we're going to do it. And they have to be there. So, for example, if the bonus is as of December 31st, you have to be there on February 15th in order to receive it. You can't. You know, quit before February 15th.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people quit and say, I want my bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. You know, it's part of the deal. You got to be there to get the bonus.
But if they work through the – so do you if they leave or if you let them go on December 15th, what do you do about bonuses?
They don't get one.
Okay, so they have to be there through the year?
No, through the time they get the bonus. So if they're gone, their percentage gets split amongst everybody else by their percentages. You redo the percentages.
And how does a business owner keep from being tarred as the person who fires people before, so they don't have to be as much bonus out?
Yeah.
Because the bonus is still the same amount. It's just split by different people, right?
That's right.
You're
not
cutting back on the bonuses. No. You're just dividing it up differently.
Correct. Yeah, so the bonus amount is the same as the bonus amount.
Right.
And you have to post, not have to, but the smart thing to do is to post what's going on. And I had a situation where there were two departments, and they posted the department's numbers rather than just the total.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the departments started going downhill, and the other department actually was going uphill. And they started complaining because they were funding the bonuses for that other department. I'm not kidding. I mean, come on, guys. Let's be real here. I mean, it's still a company, and they were forgetting that it was the company. It wasn't just their department.
Right, right.
And so that's the ugly about it. It's just if you don't post, you know, if you're going to post, which you should, where you are revenue-wise and where you are profitability-wise, don't do it down to the minutiae. You know, just do
right
summaries.
Right.
Sales, profits.
Overarching profit. Umbrella yeah. type stuff.
Yeah. Just do it from an umbrella standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one situation where one of the guys, he was their longest employee, and he'd been there like 20 years or 22 years or something like that. And obviously his percentage was the highest because of his longevity. And he quit, and everybody cheered because they were getting a bigger bonus.
Yeah, he made a big dent in theirs, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He really and truly did. Everybody else's bonus got much bigger because he quit, and they were all – well, he needed to quit anyway, but they were really happy about it. So it was just –
That's pretty funny.
It was really, really funny.
Yeah. So what else do we need to know about it?
If you're going to do it consistently. Make sure that you don't do it one year, not do it the next. Once you start this,
you cannot
stop it. Yeah.
And also, if you're not going to be able to give a bonus or as much of one, You'll know that enough in advance to warn people, can't you?
Shouldn't yeah, you? You'll see it right by the,
you
what you're posting
them.
On the wall.
Yeah.
You'll know it every month.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, Ruth, good job today, as always.
My pleasure.
Come back soon.
I will do that.
When's the new book coming out? January?
January 9th.
And it's Doug the Truth About Cash, right?
You got it.
Can they pre-order? Can they pre-order?
Not yet. I'll let you know.
All right. Thanks, Ruth. Take care.
All right.
Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, what a great visit that was. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.